The U.S. Department of Justice says it wants Wisconsin's voter roll data, but that's hit a setback. It's Monday, June 29th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, it's going to be a hot one, not just today, but throughout the week here in Wisconsin. Lots of heat advisories and watches and warnings have been issued. We'll take a look at what it's going to feel like this week. Plus, a lot of craft breweries are struggling right now, and some are turning to THC beverages to try and make ends meet. But a new federal ban on hemp products coming in November could wipe out that market. Stay with us.
Are you an educator looking for ready-to-use classroom content and engaging professional learning? Visit pbswisconsineducation.org for free videos, games, lessons, and more, built to spark curiosity and support state standards. From writing and Wisconsin history to science and music, find what you need at pbswisconsineducation.org.
A lawsuit from President Donald Trump's administration demanding sensitive Wisconsin voter data before the August and November elections has suffered a setback. Rich Kramer has more.
The U.S. Department of Justice asked the 7th District Court of Appeals to expedite its attempt to get voters' driver's license and Social Security numbers. The appeals court denied the motion. The judges have not yet ruled on the DOJ's claim that the National Voter Registration Act requires Wisconsin to hand it over. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says the state is exempt from that requirement because of same-day voter registration. Attorney Derek Klinger with the State Democracy Research Initiative at UW-Madison says that's a compelling argument.
It just raises this point of that rationale for why the federal government needs this data. It doesn't really line up with what the federal law says.
A federal appeals court in Michigan dismissed a similar DOJ appeal on Wednesday. Klinger says it's not binding, but the Seventh Circuit judges will notice. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A heat wave hits Wisconsin today, with temperatures in the southern two-thirds of the state expected to get into the 90s. In southern Wisconsin, we're also looking at heat index values higher than 100 degrees today and throughout the week. That includes in cities like Milwaukee, Madison, and Green Bay. It'll be hot enough to pose health risks, and the National Weather Service says it won't cool off at night to provide relief. Severe heat can be deadly. The National Weather Service reminds people to never leave a child or pet alone in a vehicle. If you're working outside, it's a good idea to take breaks and stay hydrated, and check on those who might be affected by the heat. Many cities have designated cooling sites like libraries for those who need access to air conditioning. The hot weather is expected to continue into the 4th of July weekend. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says the Trump administration is not working fast enough to restore an option for LGBTQ youth, calling into the Suicide and Crisis Prevention Hotline. As Joe Schultz reports, the Wisconsin Democrat toured a 988 call center in Green Bay last week.
Baldwin held a roundtable with crisis hotline staff and local mental health advocates. They say calls to Wisconsin's 988 crisis line are rising. It received more than 10,000 calls in May. That's an increase of around 3,000 from the same month last year. Last summer, President Donald Trump's administration stopped offering the Press 3 option for LGBTQ youth. Baldwin says funding to restore the service was included in legislation signed by the president.
We really have to keep on pushing them, hold their feet to the fire. They are moving, but it's been painfully slow.
The administration has said it plans to bring the service back by the end of the year. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A national program aimed at putting more teachers in classrooms is coming to Wisconsin. The National Center for Grow Your Own received a $300,000 grant this month to expand its teacher apprenticeship program in Wisconsin. Future educators will be paid while getting hands-on classroom experience working under an experienced teacher. They'll complete required coursework during the apprenticeship. The chief program officer, Ben Gagne Maynard, lives in Madison. He says teacher apprenticeships work particularly well in rural communities.
Many rural communities across the country and in Wisconsin often have to get pretty creative about how they bring in and retain new teachers. So apprenticeships can create a more structured way for districts to actually tap into local talent pools.
The state launched a teacher apprenticeship program in 2024, but it's been pretty slow to get going. Right now, there are only 8 participants. Lake Superior was the only one of the Great Lakes without an established population of the invasive bloody red shrimp. That is until now. Danielle Kading reports a new study found a self-sustaining population in the Duluth Superior Harbor.
After dark is when Don Brandstrader and his team get to work. For the past couple of years, the University of Minnesota Duluth professor and others have been using nets and light traps to collect bloody red shrimp that are known to hide from fish in the cracks of armored shorelines.
You can go out there during the day and sample all you want, and you're going to be hard-pressed to find them.
Native to seas between Europe and Asia, bloody red shrimp likely hitched a ride aboard the ballast water of ocean-going ships. They were first detected in the Great Lakes 20 years ago. But a new study led by Brandstrader found they're here to stay in Lake Superior. They could compete with fish for food or become their next meal. But Brandstrader says whether they have positive or negative effects,
it's unknown at this point.
Researchers are now sampling other areas to learn more about their spread. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, the market for low-dose THC drinks is booming across the upper Midwest, but that's at risk under a federal ban on hemp products coming this November. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Public Radio stays connected with the whole state thanks to its network of 8 bureaus. With reporters on the ground across Wisconsin, WPR provides a news service that connects with issues that matter to your life. Stay in touch with WPR.
And finally, a federal ban on hemp products coming in November could wipe out a booming market for low-dose THC drinks across the upper Midwest. THC is the primary psychoactive compound found in the cannabis plant. As regional breweries wait to see whether Congress intervenes, some are already changing how they do business. For the Upper Midwest Newsroom, Minnesota Public Radio's Nicole Kai reports.
Up to 130,000 THC drinks are filled, labeled, and packaged at Surly Brewing's Broken Center facility every day. As each can rolls through the conveyor belt, owner Omar Ansari wonders how everything will change come November 12th.
We make more THC beverages than beer, that's for sure. Without the THC space, it's not enough to keep going anymore, and I think a lot of breweries are in that same spot.
A federal ban on hemp-derived THC products is set to take effect, restricting most hemp drinks and edibles currently sold in Minnesota. Despite that, Ansari says production is continuing at full speed.
I mean, we have to be full throttle. There's nothing to pivot to for us.
Surly is one of the largest hemp beverage producers in Minnesota. It makes its own THC drinks and also manufactures products for other brands in Wisconsin, Texas, and other states. But the looming ban has already hampered operations.
I laid off half my leadership team 4 months ago. Because it's like, we don't know if this is coming back or not. So, I mean, it's already affected jobs. And, those are people that have, some of them worked here for 17 years and friends of mine.
Orders have since rebounded as summer, the industry's busiest season, gets underway. But that uncertainty Ansari's struggling with is also reaching local distributors like Hohenstein's. At its Cottage Grove warehouse, forklifts weave through aisles stacked with beer and THC beverages as workers quickly load outgoing orders. Chris Freem says planning is already tightening ahead of the deadline. Some of Hohenstein's hemp drink suppliers have even stopped production.
Right now, kind of the name of the game has been inventory management. We have enough product to get us through August, and hopefully we hear more news before then, and we'll make decisions then on what we can or can't do.
The company doesn't want retailers to get stuck with hemp beverages they can't sell. And Freem expects many consumers will wait until the last minute to stock up on their favorite THC drinks.
How much do you bring in to satisfy the mad dash at the end of people loading up? And then afterwards, what's the recovery and what are the plans beyond that? What happens to all that inventory? Is it just going to cost everybody a lot of money? How's it going to work?
Some breweries are now looking to pivot into other beverages designed to lower stress through adaptogens in plants and mushrooms. At Trove Brewing Company in Burnsville, part owner Nathan Schneider says it's not a full solution.
It's not the best contingency plan to say, like, if THC goes away, mushroom drinks are going to save me. But it's something that it's going to be a second arm of what it is I'm doing. It was going to be that no matter what.
But Bob Galligan with the Minnesota Craft Brewers Guild says the reality for many breweries already struggling with a volatile market is closing down.
I would hazard to say if we get no economic relief from Metro Surge, no relief from these rising ingredient costs and whatnot, and hemp goes through, I would not be surprised to see 20-30% of the breweries close.
Despite the uncertainty, industry leaders remain hopeful Congress could step in before the deadline. In the meantime, hemp breweries will continue to fill cans and fulfill as many orders as they can until November. For the Upper Midwest Newsroom, I'm Nicole Kai in the Twin Cities.
The Upper Midwest Newsroom is a public media collaboration among Wisconsin, North and South Dakota, and Minnesota, made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And we'll get a quick check of weather in here before letting you go for the day. Of course, we talked about it earlier, but it's going to be really hot across Wisconsin today. An extreme heat warning in effect for the southern two-thirds of the state today, with a heat advisory in effect in northern Wisconsin today. High temperatures in the 80s and 90s. Heat index values could top the 100s, so make sure you're staying cool and safe out there today. And that'll do it for this Monday. Boy, lots going on. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Make sure you're staying safe out there with all the extreme heat headed our way. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.